In 5, 4, 3. Puking the Gang Hiatus, episode 1 for the public feed.
Is this really happening? Why are you drinking Natty Ice? That's your third tall boy you've had tonight.
No.
What's the deal?
What's a tall boy?
That big can of beer.
Is this a generic term for a tall beer?
I think so. Yeah, that's like, what, 24 ounces you're chugging there?
25. You get one bonus ounce.
Oh, nice. Bonus ounce.
This is actually only my second, by the way.
I like to call my bonus ounces bounces. Bonus bounce.
Okay, so the point of this show is we've been testing the live feed, and we did want to update the listeners on the public feed that we are in what's called hiatus.
Hiatus.
Which means we are not doing 45-minute halves followed by a break show followed by another 45-minute half.
Or generally a two-hour podcast.
Right. We're doing short piece shows on the normal feed to update you what's going on. Last week, we successfully talked for a literal hour about how much we hate each other, which brings me to my next point.
Oh, what's that? What's that, Nick?
What are you springing on us?
No, I'm not springing anything.
He's about to spring something.
No, the point is that this show, and I'm going to shame all of the free listeners.
Who cares? Nobody cares about that.
If you're not listening to the PCL, you missed the hour show about how we talk about how we hate each other, which is real true. We're not a bunch of Michael fiends up here going into a studio and going, everything's great and we love everything.
I don't know what.
I don't even know who that is. What is? Yeah. Who?
My point is, this is not a fake show. Everything's real and the show has ruined all of our lives. We put a lot into it and everything you hear is real. Please sign up for the PCL, hear the bonus content, and support everything we've done because we're not doing bark boxes.
Or stamps.com.
Right.
Those fucking stamps, people.
Ever since Andrew moved away years and years ago, Puke and I have driven across the state several hundred times.
It's true. Not several hundred.
In fact, I keep looking at my oil change sticker, and it's 1,000 miles past where it says it should be.
Yeah. How far out was the oil change supposed to be?
Like 3,000.
Okay, you're 1,000 miles from when your oil change should be.
Okay, so I'm good?
Yes.
All right. Well, anyway, the point is...
Yeah, it probably is hundreds. When did you move out to this side of the state, Andrew?
3 years ago.
52 weeks in a year, it's got to be at least 100.
Yeah, it's at least 100.
That we've had to drive to Andrew's house miles and hours away.
64 miles one way.
Oh, my God. Just to record a stupid show for your freeloaders who aren't signing up for the PCL to get some bonus content. Now, we're not doing...
I have the smallest house in the world, and I've dedicated an entire bedroom to this show.
We built a stupid studio.
Yeah. Look what I did to the walls and the ceiling.
It's ruined.
And this table will never get out of here.
Yeah, we built this table.
The table's too big to leave.
You will have to take that window out and chuck this table out the window.
I don't even think that'll work.
We'll have to burn this table in place.
Yes.
I think is how we're going to get it out.
So anyway, during the hiatus, we are still doing PCLs. Andrew, have you done any PCLs for the hiatus member listeners?
Kind of. Yesterday, I wrote the most I've ever written, probably.
Okay.
Congrats.
Ever. And you listeners, no listeners, PCL or not, will ever get to hear that.
What?
Because here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
I thought for a while, I'm like, you know, I kind of miss doing music on the show. Sometimes I get feedback about doing music on the show. And I never really got to talk too much about it because Nick would always roll his eyes and yawn and look angry. So,
which, if you want to hear more about me looking angry, PCL from the last week.
Yes.
That was already released.
So... I decided, you know, why don't I just do a show that's all music with a little bit of talking in between. I can tell stories about, you know, where I was mentally when I listened to this music and things like that. But then I thought, oh, I can make it like chronological from when I was a kid. So I wrote a bunch of stuff out, kind of a script for in between the songs.
Yeah.
And then I got to eighth grade and I'm like, oh, then Longface enters my life. And I started thinking about that, and I'm like, oh, maybe I should just call Longface. So I just called Longface, and I said, hey, do you want to record a show with me about music? And he said, yeah. So I threw out the script, and I ended up just talking to Longface with some music in between. So this is going to be a multi-part episode. An hour and a half last night.
Uh-huh.
A lot more to come.
Oh, my goodness. How many hours of music? Like 18?
No, we've only done 5 songs so far.
Right now, a lot more to come.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you like music and you want to hear Andrew's history of music, that's going to be on the PCL.
Only.
I'm not a musician. this is Andrew's history of music listening.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
Music listening.
So kind of like when your friend says, ooh, watch this YouTube video. And
so wait.
Then you roll your eyes and you get a little frustrated.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like this.
Me and I or everyone in general?
Everyone.
Does?
Good. In general.
Yeah, everyone. I had to listen to Little Dicky.
I made people watch a bunch of music videos today. You liked them.
Yeah, not the first one. The first one was kind of slow.
I liked
YouTube. The first one was great.
Yeah.
My brain's got to poop.
Yeah.
My brain got to poop.
Fucking weird.
I like YouTube videos unless someone tells me to watch one. Then I automatically hate it.
Everybody should look up. And Brett turned me on to this guy years ago, and I ignored it because I didn't want to hear about it.
Right. But do it on your own terms.
I'll buy it.
Lil Dicky.
Fine.
Just look up Lil Dicky pillow talking. Okay.
And yeah. 11 11 goddamn minutes of music video.
So in an hour and a half, you played 5 songs? I don't get it.
Yep.
So you talked for an hour at least?
Yep.
Okay. About your listening to a song?
Kind of, yeah.
How are we going to...
But it's also... Okay, so Puke explained it well earlier today. You know how... you ever seen The Wonder Years?
Yes.
You know how it's narrated?
Yes.
So it's like his adult self... narrating his young self's life.
Yeah.
That's like what I was doing, kind of, without the video aspect.
Oh, wow. From
and without Winnie Cooper or my nerdy friend Paul.
Okay. Very exciting. This is the closest thing I have to that theme song.
Not close at all.
Okay.
It was Joe Cocker.
How are we going to play this promo every week during the hiatus? Because now we've explained stuff that I don't know what is happening.
Are we going to play this promo?
Puke wanted to record a promo that we would just play each week during the hiatus.
No, we're doing this. This is the promo.
Well, this promo is ridiculous because in August, Andrew's going to be talking about the show he did. Fucking
you idiot. We just do this.
Again.
Wait a minute. So we're going to do a show every week for only 15 minutes? You're
going
to drive here an hour and a half, talk for 15 minutes, and then Nick's going to be like, fucking goddamn, my oil change is due. And then drive back to Keene.
No. Wait, are we not coming back till August? Well, we haven't decided that yet.
We don't know what's going
on. It's fair that we're updating the public.
August? I was thinking like just 2 weeks.
I was thinking 5 weeks.
Motherfucker.
5 weeks?
I'm hoping it goes until I'm done in college would be nice.
What? 2018?
I don't know how long it's going to go. I calculated out my... credits. That's what they're called. Yeah. And I should be done in August. 120 credits, a bachelor's degree. I don't know if that's how it actually works, but anyway, I was up last night till 11 o'clock writing a goddamn research paper so I could come out here and work on a car and race.
All right, well, here's the... Okay,
I was up till goddamn 11 o'clock recording a show.
You were playing with an HTC Vive. Don't lie.
Like I said, we're still going to be hanging out. We're still going to be doing PCL content. So during the next PCL, maybe we should discuss when the hiatus should end?
Yeah.
Yeah, we never quite figure that out.
If you're not a PCL member... Join the PCL. You can hear when the hiatus is going to end. And Puke, other people can edit the show.
No.
I was never really quite for the hiatus.
Yeah?
From the beginning. what?
Lies, he said.
Oh, I thought he said wise.
I thought Puke was... I thought it was me, Andrew, Puke, in the order of people who were for hiatus.
Oh, really?
But then Puke, a couple weeks ago, said, ooh, hiatus!
I agree!
And then he jumped over Andrew, but I still think Andrew was for it.
Well... So I was for it sometimes, but then I would think more about it, and then I would think, oh, that's a bot. Like, approaching this weekend, I'm like, there's no show this week. There's no show. What the fuck am I going to do? I got nothing to do.
You wanted to take off because Autocross was coming.
I know.
You said this out loud months ago.
Yeah. But so in my mind.
And what do you mean we got nothing to do? We spent
it was a very busy day
working on cars.
It was a very busy day.
And so then we spent the last 3 hours setting up a fucking HTC Vive for your work.
Yeah. Well, you had fun.
Oh, yeah. I ain't complaining about that part.
but
imagine if we had to jam a show. And
I know,
we're doing that right now. God damn.
Yeah, I know. It's very late. We have to get up very early. And so in my mind, the hiatus really only went until we got back from SLMP. Like, that was the last hiatus week.
That's 2 weeks.
Which is what?
2 weeks from now.
2 weeks. Well, 2 weeks from now is when we're going to New York on a long trip. And then the week after that, I guess, is
so
when we're
it would
back
be
a
4 week hiatus.
See, because I pictured
last week on the show, you said there was another race in 2 weeks, so you're skipping that now.
So hold on,
okay.
Do I need to bring it
next week?
I don't need to drive into your schedule.
Next week, I got nothing. I'm gonna be bored as fuck. I got nothing to do. No show, no race, nothing.
We'll come back from hiatus next week.
So the week after, there's an SCCNH autocross along with the autocross 101 school,
yeah,
which I've always helped out at.
Mm-hmm.
However, Puke and I and Jason, who's been on a PCL, are going to be in upstate New York about 6.5 hours away.
Yes.
For the whole weekend at another race. So we can't make it to the local race.
Correct.
What race am I going to go to?
So, see,
You can come to New York with us.
Yeah, let's go to New York, Nick.
We can record a show while we're there.
Your oil change is going to get super fucked. When you said hiatus, I picture us like just not doing shows on a regular basis. Like when we had time, i.e. that weekend.
Next weekend.
Andrew has nothing going on. There's no races.
I'll come to Keene.
I think I won't be too busy with college that week, maybe, but I don't know. I mean,
no,
I just pictured during the summer, like, we can go kayaking and we don't have to worry about, like, fuck, we got to kayak real quick and then do the show.
We have to die on the river.
Yeah.
And then do a show after we're all dead eating Chinese.
Yeah, but I pictured, like, when we had time, we'd do a PCL, and that's the only content you fucks get.
Listeners, do you know how hard it is when you're, like...
Oh, you expected the public feed to be silent for months, but when we did a show, it was PCL?
Yeah, that's okay. What I thought.
Andrew,
that's
you
what
go.
To sucker people into... I mean, to convince people.
I was just trying to explain something to the listeners.
Yeah,
so,
go.
Listeners, imagine you get up at 6 a.m. on a Saturday. And you're insane, so the first thing you do is you leave the house.
Okay.
And you have nowhere particular to go, so you're like, I guess I'll go to the gas station. I'll get a Dunkin' Donuts coffee. I'll drive around for a minute. I'll look at the river. And then eventually, you decide, shit, I should go back home, get my trash, and go to the dump. So now it's 8 o'clock. I mean, you've been out and about for a couple hours almost now.
I think we're going to need a whole show about the music you've listened to during this time as well.
And then you go to the dump. And you come home from the dump. You pull back in the driveway. And then you call Puke. And you go, Puke, where are you at? And he goes, I'm in Concord. And I go, oh, okay. Let's meet up at the auto parts store. So we go to the auto parts store. Then I go, let's go to Sam's Club. So we go to Sam's Club.
Sam's Club is amazing.
Then we get home. We start working on the cars.
Uh-huh.
Then we realize, oh, shit. We got another car. It's an hour away. We have to go work on that one.
Right.
So we drive an hour away to go work on that one. Very hungry. Hadn't thought about food. Didn't eat.
Okay.
Worked on car.
Okay.
Finished working on car there. Drove an hour back. Worked on cars here again.
For at least another hour.
Yeah. Then came inside. Finally ate food. Nick showed up. And fast forward a few more hours. All you want to do is go to sleep and relax. But we have to go record a show. So imagine having to record a show every week in that mindset. That's my life.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So pay $5.
But.
Yes.
Here's the thing, though. Like, the idea, the thought of having to record a show, like having to even walk up the stairs into the studio and sit down.
Yeah, you definitely have the most work.
Feels awful.
Oh. Okay.
But then you sit down and you start recording the show and it's like, oh, what's the big deal?
It's a hoot. Yeah, I kind of feel the same way, but I get very stressed out, I guess, like before things happen. And then after the show, we'll randomly do like an after show that'll go for an hour, and then I'm like, fuck, now I have to edit that too. And I get very stressed out.
Ooh, so
But I like editing when I have the time, because it's fun. It's like I get to create something. And Nick, understandably, is like, why the fuck don't you let anybody else edit? And I'm like... Well, because I have a system. I like things to be consistent.
Well, if you're busy, yes, other people can edit.
I think Nick should edit all of the break shows then, maybe.
Fine.
Because I don't really do anything with those. I just pop music on the front and end. Those are easy,
actually. I like the music.
For the break shows?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
Nick doesn't have that music. I don't know how he would edit that. It would be different.
Oh, my God. Who cares?
This is why... I don't think planning things is a good idea.
Well, all right. Because we can't?
No, this is... hear me out. So...
No! Okay, you talk.
Next week...
I'm not going to hear, though.
I have to be up near Loring, which is 7 hours away.
Caribou, Maine.
But I have to be there all week. Like, literally, I could leave tomorrow after the race, get to my hotel with just enough time to sleep, and get up the next morning and work. And do that until... Friday at 4 p.m. or 5 p.m. and then drive back home. I really don't have a plan. I don't know where I'm staying. Haven't booked any hotels yet. I'm not even sure which accounts I'm going to go see. Brilliant. I know where I got to be at some point on Tuesday, but all day Monday and most of Tuesday, no idea.
This is sounds
if
like
I did know, I would be stressed as fuck because I would think, shit, I got to be here at 9 a.m. on Monday. I got to be there. But I'm not going to think about it. And what's going to happen is I'm going to either leave late tomorrow night and find a hotel, or I'm going to stay here tomorrow night and leave at 3 or 4 in the morning on Monday and get wherever I'm going whenever I get there.
Okay. What's your point?
If I planned it, I'd be freaked the fuck out. I'd be stressed out about it. I'd be worried about when I get to sleep tonight. I'd be worried about when I'm getting to sleep tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay, fine. But that's different with the show because all you have to do is, well, I'll be at home and sometime the show will happen at my home.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. This is why I hate you.
I hate me too.
This has been...
Yeah.
I don't know. Are you guys done?
Yeah, we've gone a minute and 20 over. Yeah.
Oh, shit! Sign up for the PCL if you're a free member. We're doing hiatus because we all hate this show and we don't want to do it, but we kind of do. And it's our real life. We're not fake. So go sign up and hear real stuff. And oh, yeah, the news happened. Tad Cummins arrested.
Who's that?
Yeah, I don't know what that
is. Tad Cummins, if you heard the last news show. Oh, well, whatever. Anyway, the guy with the teacher with the kid.
Oh, okay. Sure, news.
Arrested in a remote cabin. It's very exciting.
Is it?
All right, you guys talk
now. Who cares?
I'm sorry, Hillbilly Weatherman.
Rock on!
Okay, bye.